a bank of, for, and by the developing world.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Leaders of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are wrapping up a summit today, and they've got a plan to create a new bank to fuel economic growth in the developing world. The BBC's Matt Davis is at the summit in Durban, South Africa, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, tell us about this development bank that they want to create.
Well, this is quite a big thing for the BRICS. It's going to be called, obviously, the BRICS Bank. And the idea is that it'll start funding for infrastructure projects, railroad, ports, that kind of thing. Now, we're a bit short on details because not much has been released about the absolute nitty-gritty of this whole thing. But there are questions that have arisen, like how much will each of the BRICS nations put in? And will they therefore be equal partners? There has been a figure banded around that they should each put in $10 billion. Now, that's pretty much chump change for China, but actually it's a big outlay for a smaller economy like South Africa. And also there's the issue of where will it be headquartered? Beijing, Moscow? I mean, the South Africans want it because they feel that the infrastructure projects that it'll be funding will be largely in Africa. So they think it should be headquartered in South Africa.
And I guess the implicit message here is that the World Bank is just not doing it for them.
Absolutely. I mean, they feel that basically they want another source of funding. And there is a whole feeling that at this BRICS summit that there's a sort of a coming of age. It's the bold moves to go it alone away from the dominance of the big economies of the United States and Europe. And as part of this, there's been a deal signed between China and Brazil. And it's a bilateral currency swap, which essentially enables them to trade up to $30 billion in their own currencies. So they're not subject to whatever happens to the dollar and the euro.
The BBC's Matt Davis joining us from Durban, South Africa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.